听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve.
And my name is Rachel, and we have a great lesson for you today. It's one of our profile lessons, and we're going to look at a man named Hugh Jackman. If you have your magazines open in front of you, you're probably looking at the picture, and I'm sure many of you recognize this movie star.
Right, he's very, very famous, more famous every year. Who is Hugh? The author asks. Do you think you know Hugh Jackman? Well, you might be surprised about some things that we learned during our lesson.
Definitely. I know I sure was. He's an interesting man, has a very interesting background, and we're going to learn a lot of great things about him. So please open your magazines to page 32, and we'll begin our reading on line 6.
Who is Hugh? The answer might surprise you. When you hear the name Hugh Jackman, what words come to mind? Tough? Strong? Maybe formidable? If you've seen any of the three X-Men movies, you know that Hugh Jackman's Wolverine is just that. Handsome? Sure. People magazine has put this Australian actor on its list of 50 most beautiful people in the world 5 years in a row. Jackman's rugged good looks have helped him secure lead roles in movies such as Kate and Leopold, Van Helsing, and this year's epic, Australia. How about silly or goofball? You might not use these words to describe Hugh, yet this is how he describes himself. I'm a big goofball, you know. I just love making a fool of myself. Turns out that Hugh worked as a clown at kids' parties for about 3 years while studying at university. After Jackman's clown career, he decided to pursue acting more seriously and attended the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts. Soon after graduating in 1994, he landed a role on an Australian TV series called Corelli. He met his wife, actress Deborah Lee Furness, on the show, and they were married in April 1996.
Okay, who is Hugh? The author says the answer might surprise you. Let's get into the text where it says, when you hear the name Hugh Jackman, what words come to mind? So the author is asking us, what do you think of when you hear the name Hugh Jackman? What are some adjectives used to describe this man?
Well, I think our author used some adjectives that I would have picked myself if I was told to describe him. The adjectives she gave are tough, strong, or maybe formidable. Now, I don't think I would have chosen formidable, but I think it's a great word to learn. Steve, what does it mean if somebody is formidable?
Well, very powerful and impressive, often frightening. Why would Hugh Jackman be frightening? We're going to learn why that word might describe Hugh Jackman, but certainly tough and strong. Hugh Jackman is a man. He's a manly man. He's tough and he's strong, but he's also formidable.
That's right. He sure is. And that's because he's played a pretty significant role in some very popular movies called the X-Men movies. Have any of you ever seen the X-Men movies? I have to confess, I haven't.
Well, you can still have a chance, Rachel. They are fun movies. They're about mutants. They are superhero mutants, and there's a team of them. Jackman plays the Wolverine, kind of a superhero, kind of a mutant, and that character definitely is formidable because That character is tough. The Wolverine is strong. The Wolverine is frightening.
He is. Well, I have seen some pictures, that's for sure. And maybe someday I'll work up enough courage to watch the movies. But these are probably some of the first words that come to mind when you think of Hugh Jackman. However, I'm sure there are many girls who would say that the first word that comes to mind for them is handsome, and that's the word we see in line 12. Of course, he's a very handsome man.
Well, certainly, there are a lot of girls who love Hugh Jackman because he is so handsome. People magazine has put this Australian actor on its list of the 50 most beautiful people in the world, not once, not twice, but 5 years in a row. This man is so handsome. He's beautiful. That's one reason he is so successful, I think.
That's true. And if you know anything about People magazine, it's a very popular magazine in the U.S. about, well, people. However, it's usually about celebrities and movie stars and musicians, and they like to feature once a year, I believe, all of the beautiful people in the world, or the people that they think are beautiful. And Hugh Jackman has made that list 5 times. So this Australian is known for his good looks.
Pretty impressive. Out of all the billions of people in the world, Hugh Jackman made the top 50 list of the most beautiful people. Well, not only once, but 5 times in a row. So he's very, very handsome. He has rugged good looks, and these good looks helped him secure lead roles in movies. So he has rugged good looks. What does that mean if looks are rugged, Rachel?
Well, I think of it as kind of like tough or rough. If you see a man who's just really kind of strong and he looks tough, like he could fight anybody off and protect you, I kind of consider that to be rugged, like rugged features, or sometimes the face we might define as rugged and it's got like very sharp angles to it.
Okay, very strong features. Well, these features on his face in particular helped him get roles in movies. The roles like the ones he had in Kate and Leopold, Van Helsing, and this year's epic, Australia. Let's talk about each of these movies for a moment. Kate and Leopold was kind of a romantic comedy, right?
It sure was. Now, this is actually a movie I've seen of his, and Kate was played by Meg Ryan, who is also a very loved, cute actress in America, and I think that that was quite a fun movie, kind of a romantic comedy, and he did a great job in that one.
Okay, the twist in this movie is that the man travels through time. So it's kind of a fun twist. If you haven't seen it, check it out. The next movie he was in was called Van Helsing, and Hugh Jackman played a man who battled evil forces. Van Helsing was a man who liked to battle people like Dracula, I think, or those kinds of evil forces.
Wow, so that's where he portrayed more of the tough, strong character, right?
Right.
And I think that that helps him with his reputation as a tough man or a formidable man. And there's one more movie we should mention. It's this year's epic, Australia. Now, Steve, I don't know if you know much about this epic Australia, but first we should probably look at this word epic.
Okay, an epic is like a long story about exciting events. It takes place over a long period of time, and the film Australia is just that. It takes place during World War II, I believe, and Jackman plays something of a cowboy, and he is going to meet, I think, the other actress in the movie is Nicole Kidman. Another Australian.
That's right. They are two very famous Australians. So I think what we see here is that he has played a variety of different roles. I mean, Kate and Leopold, De Helsing, Van Helsing, and Australia, it's 3 very different movies. So he's a talented man. He's not just, you know, stuck in one role all the time.
That's right. In other words, he's not just a pretty face or a handsome face. He has a lot of talent inside him. And so he's a very versatile actor. He can play in romantic comedies. He can play in dramas. He can play in thrillers. He's very versatile.
That's a good word to describe him. Well, we have much more to learn about Hugh Jackman. Believe it or not, he can also be a little silly. But we'll tell you more about that after we visit the chat room and take a break.
Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
And I'm Vicky. And today our lesson is about Hugh Jackman. So, Ken, have you ever seen any of his movies?
Yes, I've watched X-Men.
Oh, so you watched the movie at home?
No, I watched it in a movie theater with a friend.
Oh, well, in that case, you should say you saw it in a movie theater.
I saw it, but don't we watch movies?
Well, sure we do, but if you say you watched a movie, you're implying that you watched it at home, maybe on the movie channel or a DVD. But when you go out to a movie theater, you see a movie.
What's wrong with saying, let's go watch a movie in the movie theater?
Well, grammatically, there's nothing wrong with saying that. It's just that seeing a movie in the theater is the more common usage. There is also the idea of going out to attend an event when we use the word see.
Oh, like going out to see a play.
Exactly. That's why seeing a movie has come to refer to the whole event, the popcorn, previews of coming attractions, and the feature presentation.
And when we watch a movie, it's more likely that it is on TV or DVD.
You've got it, Ken.
Watch a movie 跟 see a movie 都是看电影，差别在于一个是在电影院看，一个是在家里看。Watch a movie 就跟 watch TV 一样，就是在家里面看的。你如果说 I watched a movie last night， 人家会认为你是在家里看有线电视上播出的电影，或是看 DVD， 反正就是在电视上播放的。若是出门去电影院看电影，一般会用 see a movie， 因为 see 给人的感觉是去参与一项活动，你是先去排队买票，然后去买爆米花看预告片，吃爆米花，再加上你是跟许多人坐在一起，从头到尾观赏一场电影，这整个活动叫做 see a movie.
Well, thank you for watching today's chat room. Let's take a short break. Studio Classroom, we'll be right back.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. We're taking a closer look at the man Hugh Jackman. He's an Australian actor, and some words to describe him include tough, strong, and handsome.
That's right, but another word to describe him is silly, and that's what our author tells us now in line one. She says, how about silly or goofball? Now, we might not first think of these words when we think of Hugh, because some of these roles he plays aren't very silly, are they?
Right. And the word goofball actually can be kind of insulting if not used in the right way, because goofball means foolish. And if someone is a goofball, they like to be silly and they're often doing foolish things. And that's not very flattering.
No, it's not. But I guess sometimes it's nice to be a little silly. And I think in his case, we have a good example in a minute of why he likes to be a goofball. So we might not think of these words right away yet, as our author says, this is how he describes himself. So I think it's maybe a little better sometimes, Steve, if we call ourselves goofballs rather than having somebody
Yes.
else call us a goofball.
That's true. So we might not say he's a goofball, but Hugh Jackman considers himself a goofball. He loves to be silly. He likes to fool around. He's not always serious.
That's right. You know, we can also shorten this word and just call someone a goof. And a goof just means that they're silly. So this is a little bit of fun language for you to learn today. Just be careful. Don't call your teacher a goofball, or they might not like that very much.
Well, I like this, Rachel, because it shows Hugh Jackman has a balanced personality. He can be serious, he can be in dramas, but can also have a lot of fun and be goofy. That's another word we can say, goofy, G-O-O-F-Y.
That's true. Well, let's read this quote that he says. He does have a good sense of humor, and he's quoted as saying, I'm a big goofball, you know. I just love making a fool of myself. So we'll just talk about that phrase in a minute, but basically, I can tell you he doesn't mind. He's not serious all the time. He doesn't mind if people laugh at him or with him a little bit. He has a good sense of humor.
Right. Some people get really upset and they're too serious. And if someone laughs at them, they'll become angry. Well, not Hugh Jackman. He loves to have fun. He loves life.
He sure does. So this phrase, to make a fool of yourself, just means that you act a little bit silly sometimes and you do something that maybe makes you feel even a little embarrassed. But it's okay, because if other people enjoy it and they laugh at you, then you will laugh also at yourself.
Okay, to back up what he just said, we have a little proof that this is true. In line 5, it says, turns out that Hugh worked as a clown at kids' parties for about 3 years while studying at university. So that proves the fact that he likes to be goofy, he likes to have fun, he likes to fool around. He worked as a clown.
This is really interesting, Steve. I think that he got dressed up as a clown and he would go to these birthday parties and entertain the children. I'm sure the children loved it. But as you know, if you're going to entertain children, you have to be a little goofy sometimes, because they find that very, very funny.
Right. And kids really know if something is funny or not. It takes a lot of talent to be a clown. It's not just putting on a costume and being goofy. You have to have some talent, too. And so Jackman had that ability to be a clown for almost 3 years, and he was probably working part-time to help earn money to pay for his schooling.
That's right. Well, let's move on to line 7 now, where we read about what happened after he finished his clown career. And that's, of course, put in quotes, because it wasn't a big career, but he obviously thought it was important enough, and I think it helped him become the actor he is today. So after he entertained all these children, he decided to pursue acting more seriously. And where did he go, Steve?
Well, according to the article, he went to the Academy of Performing Arts. You know, Rachel, maybe it was because of his clown experience that he realized he likes to be in front of people, he likes to perform for people. So after that, he went to this school to study acting further.
That's right. So he went to a great Academy of Performing Arts. This is just a place where you learn the types of skills that it takes to do public performances. Not always movies, but it could be dramas or theater plays. I guess you could be a musician, all kinds of performing arts.
Okay, and an academy is an official organization or school which encourages the development of these arts, as Rachel just said, dance and theater and music.
All right, so soon after this, he graduated, of course, in 1994, and then he managed to land a role on an Australian TV series called Corelli. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But he did pretty well to land a role right away. I know some actors and actresses might go to school and it might take them years to really get in the business.
You're right, Rachel. He was very successful and he was good enough to land a role on this TV show. I think he played a prisoner, and that's where he met his real life wife, actress Deborah Lee Furness, on the show. And they were married in April 1996. So this show changed his life in more than one way. Well, friends, we have a review skit for you right now, and then we'll be back with some questions. Please stay with us.
Hugh Jackman.
Huh?
When you hear the name Hugh Jackman, what words come to mind?
Tough, strong, formidable.
Just like in X-Men, Wolverine is just that. I love those movies.
And handsome. He has rugged good looks.
I think so, too. And soon he'll be in an epic movie, Australia. I can't wait.
Silly, goofball.
Hey, don't call me silly goofball.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Hugh.
Huh?
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, so you think he's a silly goofball?
Well, that's how he describes himself. He likes making a fool of himself. You know, he used to be a clown before he got into acting.
Hugh Jackman was a clown?
That's right. And then he attended an acting school. And not long after that, he landed his first role in an Australian TV series.
Oh, Hugh Jackman is such a beautiful person. Tough, strong, handsome.
Married.
Married? Oh.
Formidable. The Lions are a formidable team. I don't think we can beat them. Epic. This book is a great epic about the history of the Chinese people. Make a fool of. John, stop barking like a dog. You're making a fool of yourself. Academy of Performing Arts. Sally is studying at the Academy of Performing Arts. She wants to act in Broadway plays someday.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 formidable 这个形容词。Formidable 是指令人敬畏的、了不起的或者是惊人的。例如 ,Yao Ming is a formidable NBA player. 姚明是一位杰出的 NBA 篮球员。或者是 ,His formidable qualifications made an excellent impression on the boss. 他惊人的资历让老板留下非常好的印象。接下来我们看的是 goofball 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 goof, 傻瓜这个名词。所以 goofball 是指搞笑人物或者是笨蛋或傻瓜。例如 ,if that goofball could have remembered which direction he should be running in, he might have scored. 如果那个傻瓜记得该往哪个方向跑，他说不一定会得分嘞。最后我们看的是 make a fool of 这个成语。make a fool of oneself 是指让自己出糗。例如 ,Hank doesn't like to speak in public because he is afraid of making a fool of himself. Hank 不喜欢在公众面前说话，因为他怕自己会出糗。如果是 make a fool of someone 是指愚弄对方或者是让对方出糗。例如 ,Eddie made a fool of his teacher by correcting her in class.Eddie 在课堂上纠正老师，让老师很没有面子。And don't go away yet. Stay tuned for more.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, friends, it's time to review, and you know by now that you need to close your magazines and see if you know the answers to these questions. Question number one. According to the article, which word describes Hugh Jackman? Is it A, goofball, B, sissy,C, genius, or D, workaholic? Interesting, Steve. This is a good question. There was one word in particular our author mentioned.
It is A, goofball. And goofball is someone, or a goofball is someone who likes to be silly or act foolish. And other words that described him were tough, strong, formidable, and handsome. Okay, question number two.What job did Hugh Jackman have while he was at university? A, he was a beautiful person. B, he was a clown. C, he was a superhero. Now, what job did he have, Rachel?
Well, even though he is a beautiful person, his job was as a clown, letter B. Well, friends, we hope you've enjoyed learning some new things about Hugh Jackman.
That's right. We're going to learn more tomorrow. We hope you join us then here at Studio Classroom Worldwide.
And now it's time for Black Pearl with another musical skit.
Dancing. Dancing. I have dancing feet. I have dancing feet. I have dancing shoes on my dancing feet.A gift from above. So I'm going to use my feet to show my love. I'll use my feet to praise, to glorify the Most High. Not only to party and have a good time. I want to dance on the sun and the stars in the sky with my dancing feet. My dancing feet are a gift from above. So I'm going to use my feetTo show my love with my dancing feet. I have dancing feet. I have dancing feet. I have dancing shoes on my dancing feet. My dancing feet are a gift.
above. So I'm going to use my feet to show my love. Dancing, I have dancing feet. I have dancing feet. I have dancing shoes on my dancing feet. My dancing feet are a gift from above. So I'm going to use my feet to show my love. I'll use my feet to praise and glorify the Most High. Not only to party and have a good time, I want to dance on the sun and stars in the sky. With my dancing feet are a gift from above. So I'm going to use my feet to show my love with my dancing feet. Cause dancing makes me happy.
This is your friend, the Black Pearl, and I do have dancing feet. In the classroom, studio classroom, that is. Bye-bye, friends.